Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song and scripture and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your grandmama and your granddaddy and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Wake them up now. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be heard. All right, go wake them up now. Go wake them up. Go wake them up. Oh, I know what I need to go do. Let me just go out here and get my roosters. That's what I need to go do. I need to go get my roosters. Yes, yes, yes. I got three roosters. Benny, Red, and Crow. Yes, I got three roosters. Benny, Red, and Crow. One rooster just ain't enough. One rooster just ain't enough. No, no, not for some of y'all. Y'all done got spoiled here in the city and everything. And so I had to go back to the country and get not just one rooster, three roosters. Because it's hard for y'all to wake up. Because y'all can sleep with noisy cars and everything. But let me go out here and get a song. Let me go get a good song. That'll wake you up. Let me go get a good song. This is a song by Ann Mary. Oh, it's an old song saying, just a closer walk with thee.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. To thee, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Life is all.
That was Miss Ann Mary, ladies and gentlemen. Just a closer walk with thee. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible this morning. We'll be reading out of the book of Zechariah. Out of the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3 through chapter 9. That's Zechariah chapter 3 through chapter 9, reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan,
"The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick? Snatched from the fire?"
Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him,
"Take off his filthy clothes."
Then he said to Joshua,
"See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you."
Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua.
"This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts. And I will give you a place among these standing here. Listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, you who are symbolic of things to come, I am going to bring my servant the branch. See the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty."
I looked. Then the angel who talked with me returned and wakened me, as one is wakened from sleep. He asked me,
"What do you see?"
I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" He answered,
"Do you not know what these are?"
"No, my lord," I replied. So he said to me,
"This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone." He shouts up, "God bless it. God bless it."
Then the word of the Lord came to me.
"The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you." Who dares despise the day of small things? Since the seven eyes of the Lord that reigns throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel.
Then I ask the angel, what are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand? Again I asked him, what are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil? He replied,
do you not know what these are?
No, my Lord, I said. So he said,
these are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth.
I looked again, and there before me was a flying scroll. He asked me,
what do you see?
I answered, I see a flying scroll, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide. And he said to me,
this is the curse that is going out over the whole land. For according to what it says on one side, every thief will be banished. And according to what it says on the other, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. The Lord Almighty declares, I will send it out, and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of anyone who swears falsely by my name. It will remain in that house and destroy it completely, both its timbers and its stone.
Then the angel who was speaking to me came forward and said to me,
look up and see what this is that is appearing.
I asked, what is it? He replied,
it is a basket.
And he added,
this is the iniquity of the people throughout the land.
Then the cover of lead was raised, and there in the basket sat a woman. He said,
this is wickedness.
And he pushed her back into the basket and pushed the lead cover down over its mouth. Then I looked up, and there before me were two women with the wind in their wings. They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between heaven and earth. Where are they taking the basket? I asked the angel who was speaking to me. He replied,
to the country of Babylonia, to build a house for it. When it is ready, the basket will be set there in it.
I looked up again, and there before me were four chariots coming out from between two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black, the third white, and the fourth dappled, all of them powerful. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, what are these, my Lord? The angel answered me,
these are the four spirits of heaven, going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world. The one with the black horses is going toward the north country, the one with the white horses toward the west, and the one with the dappled horses toward the south.
When the powerful horses went out, they were straining to go throughout the earth. And he said,
go throughout the earth!
So they went throughout the earth. Then he called to me,
look, those going toward the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Take silver and gold from the exiles Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, who have arrived from Babylon. Go the same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and the gold, and make a crown, and set it on the head of the high priest, Joshua, son of Jozadak. Tell him this is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the Branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. It is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty and will sit and rule on his throne, and he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be harmony between the two. The crown will be given to Heldai, Tobijah, Jediah, and Hen, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. Those who are far away will come and help to build the temple of the Lord, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. This will happen if you diligently obey the Lord your God.
In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, the month of Kislev. The people of Bethel had sent Sherezer and Regem-Melech together with their men to entreat the Lord by asking the priests of the house of the Lord Almighty and the prophets.
Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month, as I have done for so many years?
Then the word of the Lord Almighty came to me.
Ask all the people of the land and the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves? Are these not the words the Lord proclaimed through the earlier prophets, when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were at rest and prosperous, and the Negev and the western foothills were settled?
And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah.
This is what the Lord Almighty said.
Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other.
But they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly, they turned their backs and covered their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. So, the Lord Almighty was very angry.
When I called, they did not listen. So when they called, I would not listen,
says the Lord Almighty.
I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations where they were strangers. The land they left behind them was so desolate that no one traveled through it. This is how they made the pleasant land desolate.
The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says.
I am very jealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her.
This is what the Lord says.
I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the Holy Mountain.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each of them with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
It may seem marvelous to the remnant of this people at that time, but will it seem marvelous to me?
Declares the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says.
I will save my people from the countries of the east and the west. I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Now hear these words. Let your hands be strong so that the temple may be built. This is also what the prophets said who were present when the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord Almighty. Before that time, there were no wages for people or animals. People could not go about their business safely because of conflicts, since I had turned them all against each other. But now, I will not deal with the remnant of this people as I did in the past,
declares the Lord Almighty.
The seed will grow well. The vine will yield its fruit. The ground will produce its crops, and the heavens will drop their dew. I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. Just as you, Judah and Israel, have been a curse among the nations, so I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Just as I had determined to bring disaster on you and showed no pity when your ancestors angered me,
says the Lord Almighty,
so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against each other, and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this,
declares the Lord. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says.
The fasts of the fourth, fifth, seventh, and tenth months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. Therefore, Love truth and peace.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come, and the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself am going. And many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat him.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
In those days, 10 people from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you.
A prophecy.
The word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and will come to rest on Damascus. For the eyes of all people and all the tribes of Israel are on the Lord, and on Hamath too, which borders on it, and on Tyre and Sidon, though they are very skillful. Tyre has built herself a stronghold. She has heaped up silver like dust and gold like the dirt of the streets. But the Lord will take away her possessions and destroy her power on the sea, and she will be consumed by fire. Ashkelon will see it and fear. Gaza will writhe in agony, and Ekron too, for her hope will wither. Gaza will lose her king, and Ashkelon will be deserted. A mongrel people will occupy Ashdod, and I will put an end to the pride of the Philistines. I will take the blood from their mouths, the forbidden food from between their teeth. Those who are left will belong to our God and become a clan in Judah, and Ekron will be like the Jebusites. But I will encamp at my temple to guard it against marauding forces. Never again will an oppressor overrun my people. For now, I am keeping watch.
Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim, and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your son Zion against your son's Greece and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women.
All right. That was our scripture reading for the day. We read out of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3 through Zechariah chapter 9. May God bless those who have heard and who read his holy word. But it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Come on. We circle up. Come on, let's make our circle. Yes, yes, we hold hands. Yes, we're not too big, but we can't hold hands. We're making our family circle. That's what this is. Because a family that prays together is a family that stays together. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Thank you, dear God, for waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we've started out our day. Thank you, dear God, that everything is working this morning. Thank you, dear God, that we can see, our eyes is working. Thank you, dear God, that we can hear this morning, our ears are working. Thank you, dear God, that we can smell this morning, our nose are working, dear God. Thank you, dear God, that we can feel and touch, our hands and feelings are working, dear God. Thank you, dear God, that we can walk. Lord, our legs are working. Thank you, dear God, that we can taste and talk. Thank you, it's working this morning. Thank you that all of our senses are working this morning. Thank you, dear God, for just blessing us, because we know we don't even deserve it. But because of your grace, dear God, you made sure that everything was working. And then, Lord, we want to thank you for those, dear God, that things may not necessarily be working in their life, but Lord, you hadn't gave up on them. Lord, you done, you've been working with them, Lord. You are helping them, dear God. Even though they may can't walk, you're making sure that they can still get the stuff that they need. Somebody may can't see, but you're still making sure that they can get the stuff that they need. Somebody may can't hear, but you still making it a way for them, dear God, when it seems like it's no way. So we just thank you, dear God, how you make a way even when stuff ain't working properly. So we thank you, dear God. Now, Lord, I want to pray for all our workers this morning as they're going to work this morning, dear God. We just pray that you'll be with them on the job, dear God. Give them the strength they need on the job this morning, dear God. We pray for that mean co-worker right next to him, dear God. And Lord, we just pray for those that are in some dark places, dear God. Help them, dear God, to be light in the midst of darkness. Help them to be salt, dear God, in the midst of this corrupt world, dear God. So Lord, I just pray that you'll be with your people today. Lead, guide, and direct them in all that we say and do, so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done read our scriptures. All right, now I want you to go back through those scriptures and meditate on those some scriptures. Those are some powerful scriptures we read this morning. All right, all right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLITB is at the top of the hour. We minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready, get ready, get ready now for that early morning sermon. I'm finna bring on that early morning sermon for you early birds. So get ready for it. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. At 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. At 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a radio drama. Real live people, make your face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.